Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and your alternative career coach. Welcome to our career healthcare podcast and show, where we talk about different ways to find your alternative career and achieve both work and financial freedom. So visit our website, drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, thank you for watching and listening. Welcome to our show. Be awesome, be great, be excellent, ACG. Have a great day and enjoy the show. Bye-bye. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist. And yes, I am your alternative healthcare career coach tonight. We're going to be interviewing Ms. Megan Simmons. She's a certified occupational therapist. We're going to interview her and ask how she started her own kids gym. We'll be back in a few seconds, okay?
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution that you're looking for.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, my Facebook friends. Hey, if you're watching live, comment live, watching on the replay, comment replay. Somebody's saying, good morning, Mr. Mike Chua. Good morning to my Facebook friend. I guess we are live, right? Somebody's already commenting. Tonight we got a special guest. But before we bring her in, I would like to promote our little class that we teach. It's called the Alzheimer's Disease and Dementia Care Seminar. It's the required course to be a certified dementia practitioner. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a certified dementia practitioner, we are, I think, this coming May 20th, Lisette is going to teach it. Go to our website, drmikechua.com/ADDC. All right. And then next, of course, is, it's not going to do this, right? We're going to promote MedBridge Education. If you need the continuing education units, if you're a physical therapist, occupational therapist, speech therapist, or whatever therapist, athletic trainer, go to medbridgeeducation.com, use the code ALTERNATIVE, and you get a 40% discount. Not 10, not 20, not 30, but 40% discount, right? Well, why can't they just like, give it away, right? Well, they gave us like free subscription like 2 or 3 months ago. They gave us like, I think, 2 or 3 raffles. So yeah, I mean, but use the code, please. I get the, like, what do you call this in English? Brownie points when you use our code ALTERNATIVE, right? All right. And then, of course, tonight we're going to be interviewing a special guest. Her name is Megan Simmons. And she's actually a certified occupational therapist. If you are a CODA, type in CODA there, because there are a lot of potentials. Whether you're a therapist, PTOT, or an assistant PTA or OTA or speech therapist, there's so much opportunity. And several, actually years, we were just talking about it. We were talking about, she was reaching out to me, hey, what's a good name? You know, what's a good, you know, who can I talk to about this? Blah, 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 blah. And then now, I, for some reason, I saw her in Facebook, and then it's like, hey, I open up my own. No, she didn't have that voice. But I open up my own sensory fit gym. And then I said, well, you owe me an interview for doing this. So without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in Megan, the owner of Sensory Fit. Megan, could you please tell us who you are, what you do, and then what happened? I mean, boom! I mean, no, this just happened. You're in the mall now. You got your gym. Could you please tell us again who you are, what you do, and share us? How can we also do this? You know, inspire us.
Yeah. So I'm Megan. I've been a CODA about 10 years now. I started working in peds, transitioned to adults, and I'm back in pediatrics now. For the last couple of years, I've been wanting to transition out of direct patient care and kind of do my own thing. And this kind of fell into place. So I just started Sensory Fit. It's an indoor sensory gym for kids ages 1 through 8. We've been open 2 weeks almost. I have my grand opening this Saturday. So we're gearing up for that right now. Yeah, I'm doing that kind of on the side. I have some volunteers working with me. I'm still practicing in pediatrics right now. So I'm hoping to possibly transition out and do this full time.
Wow. Wow. So let me ask you this, Megan. So first, what state are you at? I was asking earlier, where is PA? So
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Tell me what you said earlier.
Yeah. My gym is in Exton, Pennsylvania. So Chester County area, about 45 minutes outside of Philadelphia.
45 minutes outside of Philadelphia. So I mean, I said, what is she saying? What does she have to say outside of Philadelphia? So, well, anyway, so Megan, so what prompted you? I mean, what made you decide, hey, I just want to start my own thing and stuff like that? I know we're in the alternative healthcare career group. Yeah. So what prompted you?
Yep. I've been following that Facebook group for a while. The burnout is real. and I knew I could transition into something else and still use my skills and knowledge and everything into something different. So I originally was going to do my own pediatric clinic. But with the way insurances are, I wasn't ready to sit on the phone and fight for insurance. So
why are you looking at me when you said insurance?
So, so I transitioned to doing the sensory gym, and that was, I think I saw Giselle or Emma Shapiro talking about it from that webinar for a Start Your Own Kids Gym. So that kind of prompted a little light bulb. And so I watched that, and that's kind of where it came.
So it was really from the class that we taught. I was I thought it was just like, who's this random girl, you know, lady started her own. So you went to that webinar.
I watched, I didn't do it live, but I did watch it. And it just, I was like, I can do this. Only a matter of time. And I know we spoke briefly and just kind of like, can I do this?
I know.
And then, so my gym is located in our local mall, which malls out here are pretty run down and just, it's not what it used to be retail. So there's a lot of small businesses, nonprofits that are in there. And someone had reached out and told me to, you know, check out the mall, and it's been a great fit so far. I originally, you know, finances were hard to start your own business, especially being brand new, which is my biggest factor, I guess. I thought I couldn't be able to do it because I was brand new. You know, those business loans, you have to be in, you know, business for 1 to 2 years. They want to see that. But I was like, oh, I'm brand new. I don't have that. So, you know, pulled together some, you know, savings and parent help. And we were able to kind of get this going. Because I didn't have, you know, a big loan to be able to put down and go for it, I was originally going to do it mobile. So I was going to take the gym and go to different gymnastics places, was hoping to possibly rent out maybe some school gyms or just local centers and do like pop-up sensory gym. So that was my plan after I realized financially, you know, having a giant loan was not going to work. And the rent to rent a place around here was just insane. And then I found the mall and it just kind of fell in place. And here we are.
I love how you said that. You know, sometimes things falls in place, but it has to start from you, ladies and gentlemen. It has to start from within. You have to have that, you know, it just doesn't fall in place. All right. God puts it to you because you had the desire. You attract that success. Success, you don't go, you know, you don't, success don't just drop by to you on you. I'm running out of English, Megan. You help me out here.
But yeah. I had a lot of people kind of say, well, you know, why are you going to start your own business? Like, who does that? And it's hard. And, you know, there's not a sensory gym or anything like that around here. Like, why hasn't someone already done it? And I'm like, I know it's needed. It is 1,000% needed in this area. And so I just had this feeling that I had to do it like soon. So things just kind of fell into place. And I'm very thankful that I'm here right now.
And this is just the start, Megan. This is just the start. And that's the same thing with me. What happened to me, ladies and gentlemen? If you're watching live, comment live, watching the replay, comment replay, especially in the webinar or the podcast on YouTube. So that's what happened to me too. I started doing mobile, like what Megan was planning to do. I did mobile, you know, I did part B and everything. And then I said, I think I can do it. I had the confidence now. And just like Megan, she said, it's hard to apply for a loan, a business loan, because, you know, we're therapists. We're not really business people. I was an employee too that got fired, by the way. And I'm an immigrant. I'm not even a U.S. citizen. So please don't call immigration on me, right? I'm not even a U.S. citizen. So hard for me to get a loan. So hard for me to get it. I can't even get a student loan when I applied for my doctoral degree. And I just had to, you know, what you call this, suck it up, buttercup, and do it on my own, even with the loans, the business loans. And guess what? If you just have that desire and drive, your community will see how you want to, how desperate you want to serve that specific population, and your community will help you. I don't know what happened to Megan, but in my case, I mean, they didn't help me, you know, financially, but they helped me promote it. The community helped me promote it. Well, guess what? There's this real estate people helped me with the rent. They like kind of gave me like free rent, and then they gave me like, you know, some extra money to build out our building. And now everything is coming into place because they see the passion. If they see the passion in you that you're wanting to serve this specific niche, this specific community, everything, like what Megan said, everything will fall in place. And she said, hey, I want to do this. Now you got people helping her out, and I'm sure it's just the start with Megan. Megan, somebody said they love you here. Veronica said.
Hi, Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
She's one of my volunteers. So one of my goals for this as we grow is to have it pretty much therapist run or special ed teachers, you know, just somebody in that field. My gym is geared towards special needs kids. Anybody's welcome. It's inclusive, but it's for them. So whoever is in there will have a background and some knowledge, and really just for the parents. My biggest goal for this is not only for the kids to have a safe and comfortable place to play, but for parents to come and connect and feel welcome and heard. So I'm hoping eventually that we can do that with Sensory Fit.
I love that. You know what? Speaking of that, because we've been talking about, you know, your Sensory Fit gym and everything, somebody just opened up a Rock the Spectrum thing here in Jackson, Tennessee. And it's just, I reached out, I sent an email. She hasn't replied back yet. And of course, you'll get a lot of no's, ladies and gentlemen, and a lot of no before you can get to your yeses. So I said, hey, can I reach out and talk to you? They haven't talked to me because they're like a big company and everything. But I really want to, learn and set up too, you know, like a small clinic. So are you going to eventually offer a therapy service, or is this just cash-based? They want to just play and then stuff like that?
So right now it's just open play, but eventually, yes, I would, you know, if the need is there and the parents need that, I know there's a lot of wait lists for the kids out here right now. But eventually, you know, we could provide the services too inside the gym.
Wow. And this is actually our next step, actually, for ladies and gentlemen. If you've been following me, we have like what you call, you know, Geri-Hab physical therapy and wellness. And then my daughter, she's going to PTA school, you know, and a lot of people say, why are you letting your daughter go to PTA school? Why go to Coda? Blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? We have, an ultimate plan, you know, learning about the PTA skills, the therapy skills. And then she will eventually open up, you know, Sensory Fit. Kids,
I know. I'm very excited.
I know.
For her, so we can talk.
I know, right? So, well, anyway, she is going to PTA school. She's graduating. She's a senior now and then graduating this year. And then she's going to go to Clarkson College. We found like a 3-year Bachelor of Science in PTA. And hopefully within 2 years, she can come back and start her kids' gym. Well, anyway, let's go back to you, Megan. So what are the equipments that we need to get? I mean, you got the space, you got the space in the mall. And then how big is it again?
It's 3,800 square feet.
Wow. I wish I had that space.
I am very, very lucky. I had a couple options at the mall to choose from. Both were about the same square footage. And again, because the malls are vacant, I didn't know if I wanted to be where the majority of people are and the business that are there, kind of inside the hustle and bustle or a little bit farther away. Mm-hmm. I compromised the layout of my gym so that I can get doors that close instead of most malls or stores have that garage door that open. And I was trying to figure out how I would, you know, keep kids running out. So I opted for the one space that had doors as well as a larger back room, which was, it was a former, kids retail store. So the back room was their stock room. Oh. So I chose, the main gym space is smaller than I would hoped for. But I wanted that back room. The back room is probably 800 square feet itself.
Wow.
So I can have parties, I can have events, I can run any kind of class that I want back there. I could do whatever I want. I have the space for it.
Wow.
And it just so happens to be across from the indoor playground. So
wow.
I didn't plan it that way. And, mm-hmm. Considering the vacant malls, I didn't think anybody goes there, but it's very popular. So I have kids running up and to looking in my windows to see what's going on. So that helps. I've only been open about 2 weeks, not even. I'm basically running, buy your tickets online so that I can limit and watch capacity, but also allow for a few walk-ins. Because you go to the mall, you want to see something. I want to be able to provide another child to come in and take a look. So it's kind of crazy how it's all working out.
Well, anyway, I just want to reiterate what you just said there, Megan. So for those people who are watching live, again, comment live, watching the replay, comment replay. She is just right across or maybe in front of the indoor playground. Is that free, Megan?
Yes.
It's free. Yes. It's free. Why would you open a sensory gym in front of a free play area, whatever? Mm-hmm. And same thing with in therapy. Why would I open a physical therapy clinic right beside a senior citizen center? They offer free exercises there too. That is the thinking of an abundance mentality. And there are a lot of people who need the free services. And there are also a lot of people who needs or can afford to pay and will pay because of these services. So don't be discouraged, not just because someone has another clinic right on the other street. It's actually, competition is good. Why do you think McDonald's opens up, or no, not McDonald's, but Burger King opens up their restaurant right close to McDonald's? Because they know there's a need that needs to be served. So Megan, let's go back to you. Do you have any pictures of your, I'm going to ask, right? But I already have it pulled up, right?
I was hoping to do this inside my gym, but the mall closes and I had to be out. So
I'm so sorry. So we actually talked about that. You asked me, hey, can I do it in the gym? I was going to ask you that, right? So, I'm just going to share this picture from Facebook. So what is this picture here?
So this is a flyer that I made for our grand opening, which is this Saturday. It's a free event, open house. Come play, hang out, get to see what the gym has. I'm having raffles, a photo booth, which I'm very excited about. Some
the
snacks.
Photo booth. Where did you get? Did you rent it?
No. So again, this was needed in the community, and I reached out to a local guy named Ben who has I Do Studios, and he actually does weddings and his photo booths. He does for my husband's township too. So I reached out to him and I just said, hey, any chance you would want to donate some time or, even honestly just to spread the word, because he's very involved in our community. If you don't want to donate, I get it. That's fine. But can you just spread the word? And he was like, I'm coming. I'll give you the photo, but he's coming. He's going to take pictures for me, like professional pictures. So I'm very excited. Wow. And I hope the kids have fun too. I also have somebody donating balloons, like a balloon arch, which I hope all the kids love too. So,
you know what? That is such a great idea. I have never thought about that, of asking donation of their time.
I've had a lot of people donate, or just kind words and encouragement and well wishes for this. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing it for these kids and these parents, and it's 1,000% needed. And the community is just like right on board with it. So all they can do is say no, and there's nothing wrong with that. So
I know.
I'm asking.
The more no's you get, the closer you get to your yeses, right?
Yeah.
And I've been meaning to do that. Like in my case, geriatrics, right? I want to do a senior picture day.
Yeah.
And then I want to ask, you know, we're going to go to, because what we have what you call serve your senior day. So all my seniors in the clinic, obviously they're all seniors, all the clients there, we take them to the assisted living and nursing home and retirement homes that we serve. And we play bingo there. They bring like a $5 gift bag to give out when we play bingo. But I want to do this, the photos thing, you know, senior picture day, you know, I'll bring a person who does the camera. And take a picture, print it, and give it to that senior. Oh gosh, thank you for giving me that idea.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a photo booth?
I know, right?
So, and then those, you know, the pictures, they last, and my logo's gonna be on it so people know, you know, Sensory Fit. So again, it's just getting that name out there.
How about the food? I mean, I've been buying food, you know, every time there's a party in our clinic. So did you have any donations there too?
Yes. I have a local real estate agent donating snacks. I'm doing prepackaged food, mm-hmm. you know, easy grab and go type of thing. Less that I would have to worry about with allergies and, you know, cleanup. So I feel like probably best. So I'm just doing, you know, water, juice boxes, and just prepackaged snacks, kind of grab and go.
Of course, they're kids, right? So yeah, you're right. I mean, they don't eat a lot.
Right.
My seniors don't eat a lot either. So it's me who eat a lot. So,
So I've been very blessed to have a lot of businesses donate. I had a local garage door business donate half of our flooring, which was a huge expense. Very big. So just to be thankful for that. And then, you know, a lot of other people doing it as well to help with equipment and, you know, some padding and safety, just things that I needed to make sure, you know, were set before I put all the equipment in.
Amazing.
And all you gotta do is ask. So,
you know, do the ask method, ASK, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Megan was talking about. Do the ask method, ASK. Letter A, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. And then knock and it will be open to you. So do the ask method. All right, let's go back to where did that go, Megan? The PowerPoint or the, what happened? Not my face, but there you go. So, well, you had this picture from Facebook. So this one here, what is this?
Yeah, so... even though the official opening's not till Saturday, I wanted to take advantage of Easter. So I had my first Easter egg hunt and I was extremely nervous, but it went so well. It was perfect. So instead of your typical egg hunt where it's a free for all, I wanted to structure it a bit, so that all kids would get the same amount of eggs or, you know. So I call these my bingo cards. So I took pictures of my actual eggs that I had and made this bingo card. Every child got a bucket with the card and the dry erase in there. And then we had eggs all over.
So is that an actual picture of the egg?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so
then you print it and then you laminated it.
Yes. Get Canva. It does everything. So I created it on Canva. And I wasn't sure how it was going to go because I had a good group of age from like 1 to 4 or 5, I think. So, and a lot of different disabilities that were there. So this was kind of my first see at how this goes. Every parent gave me pretty good reviews about it, how it went well. Every kid came back with a bucket filled. Now, whether or not they got them or whatever, they were still getting, you know, what they wanted. But instead of filling the eggs with stuff, I put tickets in the blue and pink eggs. So just tickets. I threw some tickets. The other ones were empty. And they would come up to the counter. And then I had an assortment of fidget stuff. And the kids had their own little goodie bag. And they took one of each, threw it in a bag, and then they got to play. That was it.
So how did you come up with this idea? I mean, I didn't grow up here in the States, so I don't know what the culture is. Are you going to eventually create a calendar for Sensory Fit? And then can you share it to the people like me who wants to open it too? And of course, we'll pay you. You know, hey, this is the calendar for the whole year. This is what we're going to do with Sensory Fit. And then you can personalize it to, you know, kids hab or whatever gym that, you know, a person is opening, you know, since you already done the Canva and everything, right?
Yeah. I, like we talked about, I'm just winging it. And so far it's working, but yeah, I mean, you know, being a, you know, occupational therapy assistant and any therapist, I mean, you're creative, you're finding different ways and how to make things fun. And I personally hate Easter egg hunts because it's literally your kids get knocked over. It's just a free for all. Kids are screaming. They got one egg. I felt like this way, it'd be fair. It would give them something else to do besides just run and get eggs. And also maybe work on some fine motor, you know, things in there, depending on the age of the kids.
And that's so true. I remember my kids when they were young, we would go to generic Easter egg hunting, and then they get pushed by those bigger kids and then they get discouraged. So yeah, now
I had a parent reach out. I had a parent reach out before my egg hunt, and they went to some local township one, and they're like, you know, how is my egg hunt going to be set up? And I told them, they're like, good, because, you know, this egg hunt, my kid got one and she was crying because the kid just froze. You know, my kids, I have three kids myself. And when they were younger, they just stood there because it's very overwhelming. Three
kids, Megan? Oh gosh. Yeah. I didn't
know that. Three kids. Right. My oldest is 14.
Oh gosh, my oldest. I mean, okay, let's talk about kids. Yeah. Right? My oldest is going to college.
We'll keep going.
All right, okay, let's go to the next picture. So, who was this? And then this is the Easter.
This is what happened, right? These are pictures from the Easter egg hunt. That's just a mom and her child, and then the Easter bunny is my husband.
Okay. Oop, what happened to the picture? It became smaller. All right, let's go back here. Technical difficulties. And then this is the actual, you know, gym, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. This is the one side of the gym. We made a racetrack in the middle with scooter boards.
Huh. A scooter board. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
It's probably one of my favorite pieces. One of them. But it just kind of breaks up the gym. It kind of just gives it a little extra flair. It's different. It's not just a floor full of padded tiles. It kind of breaks it up a little bit. And then it gets me that little island in there, which I made kind of the game island. So I have the giant Connect Four. I have cornhole there. That's where I leave the scooters, kind of in that open area. And some pool noodles. And I'm getting hula hoops. So parents can drag their kids around.
There you go. Yeah, that's so nice. And we got all these parents enjoying too, right? And then this is your husband, obviously.
That's my husband.
Easter money. All right. And then this is another picture of the, so what are those paintings too? Or
those are, they're like sensory tiles. You can move them around. If you step on it or touch it, it moves. The stuff that's inside of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're a big hit. The kids like to make their own little kind of puzzles. And
does the color change or?
Yeah, it kind of changes white, or they're all different colors. They're kind of, you kind of mesh the colors around.
Where do you buy this?
Amazon. I mean, I've looked at, you know, all the specialty stores and I'm like, let me check Amazon. Again, I'm doing this out of pocket. I need to be reasonable.
Yeah. I mean, to be same thing with me in our clinic. A lot of people ask, where'd you get this? Where'd you get your bars? Where'd you get your balls? I mean, Amazon. So yeah. So
it doesn't
I think
need to be
make a master
crazy.
List on this and then you send me us the link, right? All right. That's this is one of the family there. So it looks like they're really enjoying. Oh gosh, I just can't. I'm just imagining right now the whole year round, you can have different events, different, you know, Christmas, Halloween, you know, Valentine's party, you know, every month there's always something. Every day there's always something, like, you know, National Chocolate Day or something, right?
I had
National Chocolate Week or
I had a local travel agent. She's Disney based but does everything else. She's gonna volunteer her time to do like a Disney themed craft.
Wow.
So we'll do that in May sometime. Probably around I think was it May 5th for Star Wars or something.
Oh yeah, Star Wars theme or whatever. But you also need to talk to Karen DeWire. She does travel stuff, and I think she has a team of people who does travel with kids with disabilities.
Oh, nice. Okay, so
you can probably incorporate that in the business too. Yeah. Hey, we're gonna do an out of town trip with autism kids, something like that.
Right.
And it's us therapists who can really, know and balance this out, right? So and serve those populations. So let's go. It's another picture of Easter money, if Easter daddy.
There should be pictures.
They're so comfortable with him, right? Some kids are afraid of
the kids did good. We weren't sure how it was gonna go. So in the beginning he just kind of stood there to get the feel, but then the kids all warmed up, and the ones who didn't want to go near him didn't, but they weren't screaming. So
yeah, I love that sensory whatever you mentioned. So is it like
tiles?
The sensor tile, is it like there's fluid inside?
Yeah, it's like a gel maybe or something
gel,
inside of it.
Okay.
I originally had planned to put those on the wall, but the gel didn't. You couldn't really move it that much, so.
Oh,
but the kids actually
probably pull it down too.
Yeah, the kids actually love to move the tiles and make little things out of it. And some of them pretend, the floor is lava with them. So it's kind of fun to see them use their imagination.
Wow. You know what? Another thing, that I was thinking, because me and my daughter were already, planning on this. The I-beam. You know what I-beam is?
Mm-mm.
It's like, you got to Google it. Of course, it's a little bit expensive, like a projector, and then they can play on the wall and hit the wall.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then you can also point down on the floor, and then they can step on the floor, and then it will interact with them. So
I think I've seen that at one of our moon bounce places. So,
So that's what I was thinking too. All right, let's go to the next picture. And then, that one there, she's not really good, right?
Or he's kind of afraid. Not sure.
So this one is like a regular clipboard.
Yes. So these are our communication boards that I had a speech therapist make for me. She did very well. It pretty much took every piece of equipment or the main pieces that I had, the actual picture of it, and put it on the boards. So parents, if they forget the kid's communication board or they're new to them and want to try them, I have these at our desk and they can use them while they're there.
Amazing. So they can just point, hey, I want to go to the cornhole. I want to go to the, the play kitchen or go to the bathroom.
You know
that I'm not a pediatric therapist, right? I don't even know what it is. So, and then this one here.
This was just an events post, the things I had coming up, and updated it.
So you get sold out, huh? Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wow. And this also
These are those Easter cards I made.
There you go. I hope I'm not going to show some crazy picture, right? I hope this is really your page.
So we have two giant boards. They're that mermaid fabric where you can kind of rub it up and down and it changes color. And this was a girl who it says it's a heart and it says great place. So there was a little girl that was playing, and I have two of those boards, and she wrote that on there, as well as I have giant chalkboards too. And she wrote, "This is a great place," or something along those lines, all over the place to make sure I knew.
They're really enjoying it.
Yeah.
They're enjoying vandalizing it in a good way.
Destruction. Right? I love it.
Yeah. All right. Oh, I guess that's it, right?
That's the other board. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice, right? You know, you get to encourage and empower all this. Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. So she drew that and she put the by the blackboard. Girl.
Did you paint that or is it like you?
Mm-hmm. It's chalk paint.
Chalk paint. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have that in our kitchen area.
I have somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Three walls of chalk paint. So I have two out in the main gym. And then I have a little toddler area that we have one in there for the little guys too.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then this year, hours of operation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, and you got policies and procedures. Do you have any policies and procedures in place that you have? I'm going to stop the share there. We can finish.
Yeah. I'm still, I don't have those up, but I'm still kind of fine tuning them as we get going. Again, I'm just doing this. I'm winging it. So I'm kind of just getting, you know, feedback from people, you know, looking up and trying to educate myself on different things that I need from the back end. Cause again, I'm not a business person. So, you know, we'll see.
There you go. All right. Well, before I let you go, what is the next step for Megan and Sensory Fit? And then obviously right now, what is your biggest challenge and how do you think you're going to turn this around? Inspire us how we can start our own sensory gym.
Yeah. So my long-term goal is for Sensory Fit to be able to provide, you know, services for children to adults with special needs. So I want to be that community center in town for family, friends, and kids and adults to come to for services, for education, networking, play. Really, I just want to be that place for everybody to go to. So that's my long-term goal. And I'm hoping to have a big warehouse to be able to provide all that. So that's my goal. But currently, you know, my biggest struggle right now is, again, I'm a novice to being a business owner. So a lot of it's the back end. I can be creative and make fun events and, you know, I have a great team with me. So just bouncing ideas off. But in the long term is, okay, what do I have in place to make this business successful? So I'm hoping to, you know, get on the right track.
Amen. Amen. I like what you said there. You know, you accept the fact that we're all novices for one time, but you always want to look at the big picture, ladies and gentlemen. What is your why? Once you've figured out your why, the how will follow, ladies and gentlemen. If you really know your why deep inside, okay, why do you want to do this? My passion is I want to do geriatrics. My passion is serving the pediatric population. And then the how will always follow. And that's what Megan is doing. She's figuring out along the way. Of course, you got to protect yourself too. You know, get an LLC, DBA, get some appropriate general liability and professional liability insurance. I'm not saying just go ahead and okay, open up a, you know, whatever there in a fruit stand or what do you call this, lemonade stand. You know, you got to also protect yourself. But what we're saying here is about taking action. So Megan, could you, what you call this, any last parting wisdom for our audience?
If you have an idea, go for it. I was very, you know, reserved and you know, scared to be a business owner. It was something like this. But, you know, in the end, I'm so happy that I took the leap. And it's just, the sky's the limit at this point. I'm very excited.
Amen to that. So where can they find you? And then do you have any website?
Yeah, there it is.
Email and everything. So.
Yep. So you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Sensory Fit. My website is sensoryfitplay.com. You can email me at sensoryfitplay@gmail.com. So go to my socials and please follow and share because we got to get the word out.
There you go. There you go. Again, thank you very much.
I'm very thankful for you, Mike, for, you know, let me bounce some ideas off of you in the beginning. You know, you've been a very big educator and role model in our alternative group. So you really kind of gave me that backbone to kind of just give it a shot and go for it. So thank you.
Well, it's yes, we provide the motivation and inspiration, but it has to come from you. It has to come from within, because motivation, ladies and gentlemen, is just like bathing. You know, you can bathe once and it's done, but you have to have that habit of execution and taking action. And that's what Megan did, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Megan, again, for your time. I know it's really late in your time zone there, but before I let you go, ladies and gentlemen, always remember the word FAST, F-A-S-T, letter F. Find people that will bring out the best in you, because you are the average of the five people you hang out with. So who are you hang out with? Tonight, I hang out with Megan. I feel like I really, really, really want to open up our own kids gym, not just because of the business, but because we want to serve the population. My kids, my daughter, she's going to a PTA school. I'm declaring that in Jesus' name, right? And of course, we brainwashed her, right, to go to PTA. After that DPT school, but she wants to serve the pediatric population. So find people that will bring out the best in you, because you are the average of them, ladies and gentlemen. And next letter is letter A. You got to learn how to take action. All this stuff that we're doing is not going to do me good. It's not even going to do Megan good if you don't take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction. A lot of us here in our little group, we are like always analyzing. We always want to know the nitty gritty details of how we're going to fail and how we're not going to succeed. And here we are analyzing it. And it's called analysis paralysis. You got to just have take action one step at a time, one day at a time. You know, the first action you can do, go to Megan's website, you know, subscribe to her letter, or, you know, like and subscribe the their Facebook page, or if she has YouTube or whatever. So take action, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out to her. Talk to her. Hey, Megan, how can I do this? And that's what she did. She reached out to me. She's like, do you have a coaching thing, Michael? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know how she sounded that time. You know, like, hey, what's a good name for this, Mike? What's the other name that you had in mind, Megan? I think we ended up deciding Sensory Fit, really, right?
It was. There were so many. I don't know.
I know, right? So I'm like, it ended up Sensory Fit. So,
yeah.
You know, take action, okay? Reach out to her, you know, not to me, you know, to reach out to her. I don't know anything about that. And then take action. Next letter is letter S, share and subscribe. The more shares, the better. Subscribe with our YouTube channel, subscribe with our podcast, you know, subscribe on Megan's Facebook or Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, I need to do Instagram. So learn, share, and subscribe. It may not be applicable to you, but it could be applicable to someone else in the near future or in the far future. Because we did a webinar before with Giselle and Emma. And now this is the product. You know, I mean, she took action. There are a lot of people attending that seminar, and not all people implemented it, because they did. I mean, I'm not saying they didn't take action, but it was like, you know, imperfect action, right? So share and subscribe. Share this to people. Hey, maybe someday you learn about here, and then you reach out to Megan, and then boom, she took action, and now it's materialized. And last letter on the word FAST is letter T. Please teach it. Why? Because when you hear it, you forget. When you see it, you remember. But when you're actually teaching it, you're actually understanding it more. And the more you teach it, the more you're understanding it. And this is what Megan is doing. She's actually teaching her community how to serve the pediatric population of Exon, Pennsylvania. I hope we were able to encourage you. I wish you all the best. Megan, thank you for your time
and for
the inspiration that you provided for us, not just for the group, but for me too. I was really inspired seeing you because this didn't happen overnight, ladies and gentlemen. It was like 2 years, 3 years, Megan, then we were talking about it.
Yeah, it we talked about it for a while, and then it just went really fast.
I know, right? I want to know when we started communicating. Well, I can't even find you. All right, it was like the first message was, well, you know what? Actually, it's just 2022.
What, last year? Yeah.
I know. August 28th of 2022. That was fast.
Feels like years.
I know. I felt like we were talking like since 2018 or 19. So see, it was 2022, ladies and gentlemen, that we started talking and everything. And then boom, after a year. So sometimes it doesn't take too long. Sometimes it takes a week. Sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it takes a decade. It took me a decade to come here. So again, thank you very much, Megan. Appreciate you. Thank you very much again, my Facebook friends, YouTube friends, alternative career friends. Be awesome. Be great. Be excellent. And I'll see you in our next episode of the Alternative Healthcare Career Show. You have a good night. Thank you, Megan.
HelloNote is a truly therapist-friendly practice management solution with integrated EMR that will enhance workflow, efficiency, and patient care. HelloNote reduces error and allows you to spend more time with your patients. It comes integrated with billing. Claims are generated once a note is completed. You can bill with one click and a patient portal, which streamlines the patient intake process. Beautifully engineered and cloud-based for easy accessibility, the software works on all platforms. You can access patient records from anywhere. We also offer 24/7 support. HelloNote is the practice management solution.
I hope you enjoyed the show. Check out our website at drmikechua.com or alternativehealthcarecareers.com for more information. Again, ACG, be awesome, be great, be excellent. Thank you, and hope to see you on our next episode. Goodbye.